Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
See, there's some people got natural ability. And they can do better than some folk physically without even practicing. But because of that, sometimes they're lazy. So they don't want to show up for practice, and they don't want to do this, and they don't want to do that, because they're a superstar. All they got to do is show up. But a good coach won't let them by with that. Right? Because they know. They know this guy, he may be operating at half his skill, but he's giving it his all. So that's all he's going to ask of him. But this guy is not operating at half of what he can do. And a good coach will recognize that and require more of him. And then some people that don't understand go, well, that ain't fair now. I mean, he's asking me to do more than he is this guy. Yeah, but that could be because you're a five-talent guy.
Yeah, come on.
And he knows it.
Yes, sir.
And so you ought to feel blessed.
Yes, sir.
Instead of complaining.
Yes, sir.
But no, your flesh don't want to hear that. Your flesh never wants to work. It just wants to glide and slide. Let me by. Just let me by on my looks. Just let me by on my... Because I'm me. Why else? Because I'm me. Why should you give me an A? Because, hey, I'm me. And the same thing is true with pastors. Did I even get one amen?
Oh, no.
And see, we don't even have that concept in churches. Churches look at pastors as their little hirelings. And they change them like socks. Just for good measure, just to stir it up, just to keep things interesting. And if a pastor dares act like they expect something of you, or if they dare act like what you're doing's not enough, oh, well, that's just intolerable. It's time to change churches. I don't know who that pastor thinks he is. What they don't understand is they got a Lord who requires even more.
Yes, sir.
And it's going to be sad that a lot of folks show up before the Lord to give an account. And they didn't do anything with what he gave them. And yet they're going to be held accountable for it. Did you know there's going to be people that give account for ministries that they never did? Because they were called to it? They never did it. They never answered it. But they're going to be held accountable for it. We need to do everything we know with what we've got. And we need to act like we are working under somebody who knows to the last point of perspiration what we can do. Because we are. Right? All things are open and naked before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. He knows exactly what we know, what we don't know, what we can do, what we can't do. He knows. And when he gives us something, he expects us to multiply it. Doesn't he? He's given us a church here. At this Faith Life Church. Hasn't he? You and I couldn't have done this. He's given us a church. What does he expect us to do with this? He expects you and me to reach the world. Doesn't he? He expects this place to grow, to multiply. He expects us to go to multiple services and have to get more land and more buildings. He expects us to send stuff out into the world by the millions. And nothing except everything we know how to do will be acceptable. If we want to hear, good job. If we want to hear, well done. Good and faithful servants. It'll be because we did everything we knew how to do and we didn't just bump along. Now, how many understand Jesus is coming again?
Yes, sir.
He's coming soon.
Yes, sir.
How many understand it's not just imagination or fairy tale? Soon and very soon, you're going to be standing in front of the Lord. It won't be you and mama. It won't be you and your wife. It won't be me and you. You will be standing there by yourself. And you'll give an account of what you did with the opportunities, the resources, the gifts, the abilities that God gave you in this lifetime. Now a lot of people don't like to talk about it because they know they're not even trying to do anything with it. But yet, that's not the solution. It's too quiet, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Is this happening?
Yes.
It's happening. And how many understand when this time comes, it's not going to matter how much money we made or how successful the world thought we were. These things won't matter. It'll only matter that we did what He told us to do and we did all we knew how to do with what He gave us. And notice the word that keeps coming up. He said, well done, thou good and
faithful
servant. You have been faithful over a few things. Now be ruler over many things. How many think you're going to be glad if you were faithful in this life with some things? How many think in the world to come, when we come into the blessings, when He turns some stuff over to people, how many think it's going to be wonderful things? It's going to be amazing things. You're going to be, if you've been faithful, rulers over whole cities in the kingdom of God. Whole cities. These cities will be just as real as New York or L.A. or Chicago or Miami. Just much nicer and no crime. And they'll say, you'll look up some of your friends from Faith Life Church in Branson. You'll go, where's Bob? Where's John? Where's Mo? Where's Rob? Where's Dan? Where's Dave? Well, you know, he's the governor of such and such city over there. Really? Yeah, that big one. How about that? President Dan. Governor Dave. Am I just making stuff up? Is this going to happen? If we've been faithful. This is happening. And the Lord's not going to use people that were on the headlines, you know, that was a famous movie star or somebody that was famous in this and that. He's going to use people that were faithful in His things. And it's going to come to pass that those that were first are going to be last. And those that were last are going to be first. And there's going to be some people that the Lord brings up and nobody's going to have heard of them. Who is that? Who is that? But you're going to know them for the rest of your life. Because they're going to be president of your city. Governor of your town. Where you live for eternity. Somebody say faithful.
Faithful.
Well, not everybody's excited about this series so far. I can tell that. But you might as well get excited because you know how we are. You know you're not done hearing about this. You're going to hear about it. And you're going to hear about it. And you're going to hear about it. And the title of the series is Faithfulness. Faithfulness. Go to Proverbs 20 if you're still holding your place there. Proverbs 20. How many would acknowledge that you have a desire one of these days to hear these words from the Master? Well, I got a good response out of that. How many would say, absolutely, Brother Keith, I want the Lord to look at me and call my name and say, John, Susie, Bob, Keith, Joey, well done. Good job. You have been faithful to me. How many understand you're not going to hear that just because you showed up. Are y'all with me now? See, we lived in too much of a religious fog. If you did nothing your whole life, you're not going to hear that. Now, I know people don't want the preacher to tell them that, but I want us to know the truth. The Bible talks about people being saved, yet so as by fire. Now, don't get confused. Now, we're not talking about being saved or lost. The Bible talks about individuals that what they built in this life was wood, hay, and stubble. And when it's tried by the fire, all of it's consumed, and they have nothing to show for their life, and yet they are saved. They are saved. But yet, so as by fire, they got in there by fire. But there are people who what they did in this life, when it is judged by the Lord, the fire test, it comes out gleaming. Gold, silver, precious jewels. And these are the things we're going to be rewarded for. That which is done in and of the flesh is going to be consumed by the fire. That which is done by the Spirit, that which was done from a good and an honest heart, that which was done by the direction of the Lord, it's going to stand the test of the judgment. It's going to stand the test of time. It will last forever. And it can be as simple as you putting a hand on somebody's shoulder and loving them. Are you listening? It can be as simple as you sowing that $20 when He told you to sow it.
Amen.
It can be as simple as you getting in your car and being there when you said you were going to be there. And being a part and helping that thing to go. Anything that's connected to the kingdom of God. But I don't care if you had the biggest office and the biggest skyscraper and you made the most money and everybody knew your name. If it didn't help the kingdom of God, if you were even a believer, the fire's going to hit it. It's all going to be gone. Nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to remember. And you're not going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, when you spent your whole life to build your own little kingdom and didn't advance His kingdom. You're not going to hear it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faithful and True, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611A. That's R611A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.